guys really competed. I will say this, that I was really pleased with how the receivers responded. I thought, you know, through this week that, you know, we challenged them, and it's all about tough love. And I thought Jerry Sullivan did a great job with them, challenged them, and we were kind of waiting to see how they would come back and respond. And when we saw it today, I was hoping we would see. They really responded. Hey, they competed the whole day, and, you know, I was really fired up about that. As far as the whole team, I think on both sides of the ball, a lot of energy. The guys came out there and, you know, switched their focus and got on about, you know, some of the things that the Colts do, but really back to what we do. And so all that was good.
Start Sunday, but if a situation arises where you need to go to Blake, is he ready?
Sure. You know what? We really haven't talked about that. We just put all our focus on with Chad and just say, hey, you know, we feel good. He's the starter, and, you know, we just feel good about what he's done. I know that there's been some tough times, and I know there's some things that it looks like, you know, there's been some struggling. But I think just the whole picture of it, what he does, you know, he brings stability with a younger group, and, you know, and I think that given time that he can make some plays. And so, that, you know, it's been that more of that conversation.
So there wasn't a decision to make then this week?
No, we didn't talk about, you know, putting Blake in there instead of Chad. I mean, we talk about personnel every week, and we talk about all the positions. You know, how's Blake doing? How's Chad doing? You know, how do we feel about this? But it was never, okay, let's do this now.
Chad said, when you guys talked with Taylor yesterday, you have tried to give him confidence. Did you see him wavering at all?
No, not. That's an amazing thing. I mean, he doesn't waver one bit. I think he clearly. I think we discuss things. We talk every week, and you know, sometime during the week. And we just had a good discussion yesterday. I want him to feel our strength, and I want him to know exactly what our thoughts were.
Where does he have to pick it up?
What's that?
Where does Chad have to pick up his
Well, I think that, you know, if you look back at, you know, the previous game, you know, there was a lot of pressure, obviously. And we looked back and thought, you know, I don't know how many he could have avoided. Chad would say maybe there was a couple that he could have done something. So in my conversation with him, that's been his mentality is, hey, you know what, Gus, I can play better. I can do some things that will help this team. So he's, you know, more about challenging himself and trying to add to this. And, you know, that's been our conversation.
This development decision, was it to make the changes on the offensive line? And how would you assess
Well, they're
Austin's
always
availability?
Tough. It's always tough. I mean, Cam Bradfield's been here and have been a big part of our team and is highly respected and has played good football for us. He started quite a few games last year. So when you make a decision like this, it's tough. It's tough on us and it's tough on the team. But I think our players understand it is the NFL and there's going to be personnel decisions made throughout the year. And they come to that to own that, and but it's tough. Now we're excited about Sam Young. We've seen him in practice, we've seen him in preseason, and he's developing and doing a nice job. Luke Boenko's done a nice job. He makes mistakes just like everybody in preseason, but I think his body of work showed that he's ready and he's healthy. He's really healthy right now, and I think like the first game he was still battling some of those injuries. So we wanted to give Jock an opportunity, and now with Luke being healthy.
Defense has to be more precise and more detail oriented. Surprised that it.
Well, it is. It is a defense that you have to. It is a precision defense, and you got to do your job. You got to do what you're responsible for, and at times, you know, if you don't, you know, the eight-man front, sometimes big plays can happen. And it's that strict discipline that we have to have. And, you know, that's, for example, what happened with Gratz. You know, Dwayne Gratz has been playing well, but for a period of time there, he was just a little bit off kilter. We got him out, got him settled down. He went back in there and made a play that I've not seen a corner make on the deep ball, or an X and go. That was an unbelievable play by him. And I think it's just that, hey, just get back here now, settle down. But the confidence to put him back in, I think that tells us how we feel about him.